Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B with some Monday morning motivation from my fellow class of 2020. Class of 2020, I want you to know that we are in this together. We will get through this together, and we will most definitely conquer the real world together. As a college graduating senior, I can honestly say that this has been very difficult for not only myself, but my fellow classmates as well. Thinking about all the fun senior activities we had planned together, thinking about the graduation ceremony, thinking about all the upcoming events that we had coming, and not having those has been extremely hard to cope with. But we're here for one another, we're supporting one another, and we are getting through it. Class of 2020, I want you to take out a piece of paper or a post-it note or whatever you have, and I want you to write down 5 things that you have accomplished in the past 4 years of your college education. And there's a reason I want you to do this. So take a minute and write down those 5 things. It's going to be different for everyone. It might be that you got involved in a club or organization, or maybe you got an A in a class that you never thought you would have because you heard the class was hard. You were a student athlete for 4 years. You got inducted into an honor society. Or maybe you participated in a class that you never thought you would have. Whatever it is, write down those 5 accomplishments. And when you are done writing those 5 accomplishments, I want you to put them somewhere that you will see every single morning you wake up. And you know what that will remind you? That will remind you that your hard work and your dedication the past 4 years will never, ever, ever go unnoticed. We're all feeling so many different emotions right now. We're excited because we did it. We're graduating. All these years of school, we got through. The long, sleepless nights of studying, writing papers, making flashcards, making a Quizlet to prepare yourself for a test. We got through those long nights. You may be nervous. Nervous because we're about to start the real world. But I can promise you, class of 2020, we're going to come out of this stronger than ever. And you are ready for the real world. Class of 2020, I want you to think of a time that was extremely difficult for you, that you never thought you would have gotten through, but you did. And I want you to reflect on that time. And I want you to connect it to now. And what I want you to think about is how you got through that. What were the steps that you took to cope with that? And maybe what are the steps you can take to cope with this? And since you were able to get through that last battle that was extremely hard, please know that you will most definitely get through this battle. Because you know why? We're in this together. Some coping mechanisms that I've been using to help myself with this difficult time is I've been putting all my effort and dedication into schoolwork still. I'm getting ahead in my classes and staying focused. And I know during this time, being online does not compare to being in class. But make the most of it. Seize the day. Look back and reflect on all the memories that you had as a college student. It's bittersweet, but it's more happy than sad because you were given this experience and you enjoyed every minute of it. I actually made a video of all my friends and I having a good time, my friends from Harper College and Elmhurst College, and just looking at that just made me so happy. Because I made so many lifelong friends and I made so many memories that I will take on to the real world and be grateful for those memories. Also, let's be there for one another. Check up on a classmate. Just see how they're doing, because we're all feeling the same emotions and we're all going through this together. So just talking to someone and being able to connect with them will help you so much. I know every day I try and reach out to someone in my class and just say, hey, how are you? Everything going okay? And maybe they're having a difficult time. Maybe they're having a difficult time with classes, and so are you. So you guys can connect together and help each other through it. I want you to know that we are going to get through this, even though it is very difficult to understand that some of us may not be able to compete in our athletic events, or maybe have our last Greek life event, or the very last club or organization meeting. But think about something that maybe you got involved with in college, and think back to the best memory you had with it. I know for me, running my own radio show my senior year is something I never thought I would have done, but I did it. And that is something I'm really, really happy that I did, because I found my passion. And after going to school for 4 years and not knowing what I want to do, and finally finding what I want to do for the rest of my life, is something I'm so proud of that I've done in college. And I think that's something that I would write down on my 5 accomplishments. And maybe the same goes for you. You know, you go into college your freshman year, you're 18 years old, and you have no idea what you want to do, but you found that passion and you are ready to take on the real world. You are ready to work a full-time job and show the world what you got. Class of 2020. If you get anything out of this podcast, I want you to know that I am so very incredibly proud of every single one of you. And I hope you're proud of yourself. I know some of us may not have a graduation ceremony where we hear our name, receive our diploma, and some of us are having it virtual on TV. But whatever it is, enjoy that day and make the best of it. If you got your cap and gown, put that on, take pictures, and be proud of yourself. In 20 years from now, we're going to look back and be like, wow, we got through that. Please know I'm proud of you, and I am always sending you extra positive vibes. Be proud of yourself. Look in the mirror today and say, I did it. We did it, class of 2020.